I'm Naveena Haider. I'm a curator in the Islamic department, and my area of research interest is Indian painting. The Khamsa of Amir Khusro Dehlavi is a very famous classic text written by Amir Khusro, arguably the greatest Persian poet of India. And his text, the Khamsa, was illustrated for many centuries after it was composed. This particular volume that the Metropolitan has was done in the late 1590s for the Emperor Akbar and was executed by some of the greatest artists working in the Mughal workshops at the time. Almost all of them give us a glimpse of Mughal India through the figures that you see, through the costumes that you see, through the architecture in the paintings, and through this refinement that is evoked in these paintings. In the 1590s, Mughal artists had assimilated a great deal of foreign influences into their work, and one of them certainly was a strong impression of European tradition. European styles and techniques were quite well known at the Mughal court, and so in the pages of the Khamsa, you quite often find elements of this European influence. For example, figures are modeled in the round, there is a sense of depth and perspective that you associate with European art. Another strong strand of influence is Persian, and this formal Persian element, which shows wonderful patterns, restrained figure style, the incorporation of many floral and other forms directly from a Persian vocabulary, all of these things combined with the European influence, this unique mixture is what characterizes the great manuscripts of the 1590s, of which the Khamsa is one of the best examples.